Now, it's World Pancreatic Cancer Day. It's one of the deadliest cancers. Are you aware of the signs and symptoms? I'm joined now in the studio by Leslie Goodburn. She's from Kidsgrove. Her husband, Seth, died from pancreatic cancer just over a couple of years ago, and is here in the studio to tell us a bit of her story. Thanks for coming in, first of all, Leslie. Tell me a bit about this Awareness Day.
November is Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month, and the 17th is World Pancreatic Cancer Day, when all the pancreatic cancer charities and awareness organisations come together across the world to raise awareness of signs and symptoms, but also survival rates. In the UK, about 9,500 people are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer each year, and 26 people die each day from the disease. It's got really poor survival rates overall, just 19% over 12 months, 5% over 5 years, and just 1% over 10 years. So it's really important that people are aware of kind of signs and symptoms, because the earlier the disease is caught, the better the survival rates are.
Do you want to talk me through those signs and symptoms then?
Signs and symptoms can often be very vague. They can be confused with other things like irritable bowel syndrome or gallstones. So if anyone gets sudden weight loss, has indigestion that won't go away with kind of indigestion treatments, back pain in the upper back, jaundice is a classic sign of pancreatic cancer too. So if anyone has jaundice, go straight to the hospital. Straight away, or the doctors. But if you get these other vague symptoms, weight loss, indigestion, back pain, fatigue, and it's uncharacteristic for you, you feel that it isn't normal for you, then go to the GP and get them checked out, particularly if they come together and it's not something that's normal.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Is it something, you know, where these symptoms will often, you know, you'll get one or two symptoms happening at the same time?
Often, yes. Yeah. And it's about if treatment doesn't really make the indigestion go away, and then suddenly you start to get back pain too.
Okay. Tell me a bit about the story of what happened with Seth then.
Seth was 49 years old. He was seemingly fit and well until a couple of weeks before he was diagnosed. He started to get indigestion, terrible back pain. For a few months before that, though, he'd been really lethargic and fatigued. And in hindsight, had I known about some of the signs and symptoms then, maybe he would have gone to the GPs earlier. But he was getting terrible back pain and indigestion. He ended up being admitted into A&E, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer the next day, and just 33 days later, he died.
Hmm. I presume that you would advise people, if you have any concerns, go and get it checked out.
Absolutely, yeah. Go to the GP. You know your body. If something is different than normal for you, go to the GP. Pop onto the Pancreatic Cancer UK website. Have a look at the signs and symptoms that are on there. A recent survey done by the charity revealed that 75% of the surveyed population couldn't name one sign or symptom of pancreatic cancer. Mm. So the more aware people are, the earlier they can get to the GP. The chances of survival are much higher. Often 20% of people can get an operation that will cure the pancreatic cancer. Otherwise, if it's advanced, often palliative chemotherapy is the only treatment.
Okay. It's World Pancreatic Cancer Day, and I've got Leslie Goodburn, guest on the programme at the moment. Her husband, Seth, died from pancreatic cancer in June 2014. We've been hearing a bit about some of the signs and the symptoms. You've been very busy in the last year, Leslie, doing all sorts of awareness raising, fundraising, and things like that. The last time you talked to me on this show, you were just about to do a trek of the Great Wall of China. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that was last October. It was a 50-mile trek over 5 days across the Great Wall of China. It was wonderful. It was horrific. It was hard work. It was emotionally hard work. But I managed to do 35 of the 50 miles. I also took with me some of Seth's ashes and sprinkled those from the top of the Great Wall, and managed to raise £12,000 towards the target of £49,000.
Yeah. And you want to raise £49,000 because Seth was 49 when he died. So that was a huge achievement. But tell me about some of the other things that have happened since then.
Yeah, since then we've been doing a number of fundraising activities. We did a charity ball in September, raised £6,500. Some of Seth's friends have done a charity bike ride, London to Brighton, the Great North Run. And we've also been working with Emma Bridgewater locally to develop some special Purple Star mugs for Pancreatic Cancer UK that we sold over the summer. Mm. So we've sold 1,000 of those. They're in big demand and we're just about to do a new production run. So we're actually at about £23,500.
Wow.
There's another £25,000 to raise to hit the £49,000 target.
Wow. So if people's ears have pricked up over the Emma Bridgewater mugs, or they'd just like to support what you're doing, what should they do?
We've got a website called Purple Rainbow, purplerainbow.co.uk. Details of how to buy the mugs, all the charity work that we're doing, what we're up to is on there. We're also planning a charity ball for November the 18th next year.
Yeah.
The day after World Pancreatic Cancer Day next year. And if anybody wants tickets for that, tickets are available on the website too.
So that's purplerainbow.co.uk.
Yeah.
I understand that Hanley Town Hall and the Regent Theatre will be lit up in purple tonight, is that right?
Yeah.
All being well.
To raise awareness, a number of buildings across the UK light up in purple just to raise awareness on World Pancreatic Cancer Day. The Regent supported us last year and are doing so again this year, along with Hanley Town Hall. And there are some really big landmarks across the UK being lit up. Again, any details for that are on Pancreatic Cancer
UK. Well, there'll be a lot of people in town tonight with the Christmas lights switch on, and The Commitments is on at the theatre as well. So if you see the buildings lit up in purple and you're wondering why, that's why. And probably all sorts of other things that you're up to that we've probably run out of time to mention. I know that you've been involved in creating a play for healthcare professionals around palliative care, I guess as a result of the experiences that you've been through. You can find out more and you can support Leslie in all that she's doing. The website once again is purplerainbow.co.uk. Thanks for coming in once more.